Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In America, we have religious freedom, and oftentimes we take it for granted. We don't exercise the freedom that we have, but God has given us life-changing words to literally transform even what you believe are untransformable people. I've got an amazing story to share with you on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. I had an amazing opportunity to share dinner with the family of an individual who is passed away now, but it ultimately goes in connection with a former IDF general. This man was an IDF general. He ultimately retired from the military.
In Israel, right?
In Israel. It takes a long time to do that because you're in your reserves for some time. Toward the end of his life, he ultimately got diagnosed with an incurable disease. He becomes a little depressed over that. He's not a Jewish believer in Jesus. He learns how to gamble. He has this amazing ability to be able to memorize the cards and calculate the probabilities of the cards. And so he becomes very wealthy gambling. He moves to the United States. He goes to Las Vegas. He goes to Atlantic City. He makes lots and lots of money gambling. His family disown him, disassociate from him because they don't like his gambling. Now, the people in the gambling industry thought he was actually cheating, so they observed him, found out that he was actually winning fairly, so they added a third deck to the two-card deck, and it was more than what he could ultimately handle. And so his winnings became losses, and he lost everything. So now he's lost everything. His family has disowned him. He is now thinking he's going to jump off of a building. He's in New Jersey at this time where Atlantic City is, and it was a hotel casino there that was once owned by Donald Trump. He is in a cab heading to a place where he's going to commit suicide. He has a heart problem, which is part of his condition. The cab driver takes him to the hospital, and he robs him, but leaves him at the hospital. He gets recovered, but he has no place to go. The hospital says there's a Christian mission that is nearby. You can go there and stay. He goes to the Christian mission. He ultimately meets Bob Van Kampen, who he and his wife, Judy, created the scriptorium at the Holy Land Experience in Orlando, Florida. Bob Van Kampen knows Marvin Rosenthal, who passed away and is with the Lord, but he ultimately is the person who was head of Jews for Jesus. So they begin to talk to this IDF general. They begin to share Jesus with him. This IDF general, to make a long story short, gives his life to Jesus and comes to salvation. He ultimately does pass away. His daughter comes from Israel to the United States. During the funeral, there's these Christians. She doesn't want anything to do with them. And yet, they're saying positive things about her dad, which is very unusual. Nobody spoke positively about this gruff IDF general. A couple of German women who he befriended and met at the mission come and they say these amazing things about her dad. He would never associate with Germans because of the Holocaust. They're confused and they don't know why their dad has been thought of so well by these Christians.
This transformation, yeah.
Amazing transformation. So I think it was Bob Van Kampen says, if you want to know what happened to your dad, why don't you come and study at the mission? So she goes back to Israel and she talks to her husband. She has children. She wants to find out what is it that happened to her dad. So they then decide to move to the United States, and they spend some time in this mission. And they start talking about God, the Christians do, but the Jews, the daughter and son-in-law of this IDF general, say that in 2 weeks they will prove to them that there is no God. Well, that didn't happen. One day, the husband and wife are talking in front of their young child about Jesus. The young child says, who are you talking about? They said, Jesus. He says, oh, I thought you were talking about Moses. He goes back to playing, and it was that light bulb that clicked on. You know, the Bible says that a prophet like Moses will be raised up. And if a little child could hear them talking about Jesus and think they were referring to Moses, maybe there's something to this Jesus Christ. Again, long story short, they give their life to Jesus.
Wow.
They give birth to Amir. He's a U.S. citizen. And then he also is an Israeli citizen. He served in the IDF during the Gaza operation in Gaza in 2012. He lives here in the United States. Now, he ends up marrying a girl by the name of Jacqueline. Now, get this. He is the grandson of the IDF soldier. Jacqueline is the granddaughter of Bob Van Kampen.
Oh my goodness. This is great.
It's an unbelievable story.
Wow.
And they love Israel. They love the Lord. The whole family of this IDF soldier are believers in Jesus. Because Bob Van Kampen and Marvin Rosenthal and some people at a Christian mission invested their lives in this gruff, dying IDF soldier. His life was completely transformed, visible to the children. They had to investigate. They wanted to do nothing with Christianity. They wanted to disprove God. Instead, they are followers of Jesus. In fact, they are in Israel now. They live in Israel. And they republish books for children, Christian books for children in Hebrew.
Wow.
It's an amazing story, Matt and Holly. I mean, it's it's a storybook. It is a challenge, I think, to all of us to exercise our religious freedom and a reminder that no one is beyond redemption.
Right. You know, we look around and we think, oh, the world is just, things are going on. I can't stand this. But, you know, all we have to do individually, we're responsible for our own selves to fix our eyes on Jesus and to let his light shine through us to others and to speak his truth to others. And look how transforming it can be to one family. You multiply that by all of us.
Through the whole, generations.
Absolutely.
Well, that's it. And it's generational. This IDF general could not have known that when he hit rock bottom, everything was turned around. He met the Lord. He was saved. He's with the Lord now. But that affected his life, obviously. But that his transformation and salvation would ultimately lead to his daughter, his son-in-law, their transformation.
Yeah.
Their salvation, his grandchildren's transformation and salvation, and to a merging of the two families.
Yeah, so when Bob Van Kampen and this IDF general first met, and this was a gruff, anti-religious IDF general, they would have never written the script that their grandchildren would someday marry, both of them believers in Jesus, because of how God would transform this IDF general's life.
And he had already passed away before they married, right?
So he won't know
till they all get to heaven.
That's right, yeah. So, you know, the amazing thing is that the Lord does wonders, and no one is beyond his grace and salvation.
Absolutely.
I think that, isn't that story a microcosm, though, for the larger viral spread of the gospel throughout the ages since Christ walked the earth? Yeah, I mean, it really represents what we see on a much larger scale, how the Lord will take humans and the connections that they make and spread it virally and spread the gospel and spread salvation and through his grace. That is truly a story of grace, of love, of redemption, of salvation. So encouraging.
You know, I had the privilege of working many years with Dr. Bill Bright, the founder of Campus Crusade for Christ, and God used him to write that little booklet, The Four Spiritual Laws. And now you look back at all the millions of people that have come to Christ through that little booklet because he was obedient to share his faith.
You know, it's amazing. It's a story of redemption. It's like the Apostle Paul, who was overseeing, wanting to persecute and even oversee the killing of Christians, mm-hmm. who ultimately becomes an evangelist to the world,
no
to
one
the
is
Gentile
exempt
world.
From the love of God.
Yeah, and here you have this IDF general. You would never have anticipated it, and yet it has rippled and echoed through generations and will continue to do so.
Well, I'm so glad you shared that, Matt.
So exercise your opportunity. We have the laws that provide the opportunity for religious freedom, but more than that, you have something inside you, where you yourself have been transformed, and you have good news to bring to those who don't have good news. Even when you're looking at your friends, your family, maybe your children, your grandchildren, and you think, oh, you're just, you know, gut-wrenching situations, this man in his gut-wrenching situation was the moment of time where he was at his lowest that he ultimately encountered Jesus Christ. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. We want to encourage you, lc.org. We also want you to stand with Israel. We have Christians in Defense of Israel and Covenant Journey. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website to learn more about how you can stand with us as we stand with Israel, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.